letter from Haines doctors opposing mine development angers local mine supporters. And organizers respond to the state's decision to reject a petition to recall Governor Mike Dunleavy. It's the KHNS Local News. I'm Henry Leisha. Those stories are up next. Alaska's Division of Elections rejected a petition to recall Governor Mike Dunleavy on Monday. Organizers of the recall campaign completed an application to begin the official petition process. However, the state's attorney general argues that the grounds for the recall are inadequate. Anne-Marie Palmieri is one of about a dozen Haines residents involved in the campaign to recall Governor Mike Dunleavy. She says she was motivated to gather signatures for the petition because of the governor's budget cuts to public education, the Alaska Marine Highway System, and other state services.
And that just made me very concerned about the direction that Governor Dunleavy is taking our state, and hearing all of the legal arguments in support of a recall petition, I just felt like it's something that I believed.
In August, the campaign began collecting signatures to apply for a recall. Organizers needed 28,000 signatures from registered voters in Alaska to get their initiative certified by the state. Recall organizers say 49,000 Alaskans signed the petition. On Monday, the Division of Elections rejected the recall application based on a written opinion from Alaska Attorney General Kevin Clarkson. Palmieri says that wasn't a surprise.
That's what was expected. So the Attorney General is actually appointed by the governor, you know, so it's the next step.
Clarkson argued that the grounds for recall outlined in the application were not factually or legally sufficient. The Recall Dunleavy campaign has already filed a complaint against the state asking to have the decision overturned. Palmieri says that local organizers will be meeting in the next couple weeks to prepare to collect more signatures.
We're pretty optimistic that the Superior Court will decide in our favor. And so we just want to be ready to get out and collect signatures when we can.
Removing an elected official from office is inherently political, but the reasons for a recall are not supposed to be based on political disagreements. According to the Division of Elections, a governor can be recalled for lack of fitness for office, incompetence, neglect of duties, or corruption. Palmieri says that everyone needs to weigh the legal arguments at play and decide for themselves whether or not the governor should be removed from office.
Hopefully we get an opportunity to vote on this. Really, that's what the petition is for. The petition is to gather signatures so that there can be an election of the people as to whether or not the governor did something that broke the law.
The application for the recall argues that the governor violated the state constitution's separation of powers with budget vetoes, used state money and resources to make partisan statements about political opponents and supporters, and failed to appoint a judge under the schedule required by state law. All four Haines medical doctors said that they oppose mine development in a letter to the local paper last month. Some residents who support mining say that makes them feel unwelcome at the clinic. The doctors say that was not the intent. KHNS's Claire Strempel reports for Alaska's Energy Desk.
There is no mine near Haines yet, but if Constantine Metal Resources develops one, they expect to offer over 250 full-time jobs. Local doctors said that an influx of workers could burden the health system. They cited a locally commissioned report that says mining-dependent small communities risk higher rates of alcoholism, drug use, depression, and violent crime.
To me, their statement is totally wrong.
Jerry Lapp said he isn't trying to censor anybody, but he wants a second opinion.
So that report is totally reflecting the opposite of what I have seen living here for 40-some years. And the best times the Haines had was when people were here working, spending money.
He says their professional opinion is offensive to the mining community. He doesn't want to see that impact health care.
Okay, if I work for a mining company, am I going to be treated different in there if they're thinking this way?
Doctors say that's not the case at all.
Oh, absolutely not. I mean, that's almost insulting.
Dr. Greg Higgins is one of the four doctors in Haines. He says this isn't about singling out an industry. It's about community health.
It's potentially a public health issue. And I've seen it in any type of boom economy where there's an influx of a tremendous amount of people looking to get wealthy. I mean, you see these in other industries, and it has to do with just the boom aspect of it. It's not restricted to just mining.
And he wants to make clear that he and his colleagues aren't speaking on behalf of Southeast Alaska Regional Health Consortium, their employer. SEARCH is the only medical clinic in the borough. It has not taken a stance on the potential mine, like the Yukon-Kuskokwim Health Corporation did when it opposed the Donlin Gold Mine. But it did apologize on behalf of the doctors.
It's bringing up emotions in regards to healthcare, and we certainly do apologize for that.
SEARCH Representative Megan Bozak said the health group supports community engagement on the part of their employees. Bozak says there are more constructive ways to do it, but didn't name any examples.
I think we would leave that to our employees.
Constantine's Vice President Liz Cornejo says the study lacks data from Alaska mines, but she wants to take a step back.
Certainly there are aspects of the report that I feel are flawed and offensive to the industry, but also I think the intentions behind commissioning the report were good and constructive in wanting to engage on the topic.
She and the physicians agree on at least one thing. They would both like to see more community discussion. Reporting in Haines for Alaska's Energy Desk, I'm Claire Strempel.
For KHNS, I'm Henry Leisha. Thanks for joining us. You can listen to and read local news stories on our website, khns.org. You can also check out our podcast on the NPR One app and Stitcher.